This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden has announced another round of student loan debt forgiveness totaling $5.8 billion for nearly 78,000 public sector workers. President Biden will be sending congratulatory emails to those borrowers about their student debt being erased. Another 380,000 borrowers who may be eligible for debt relief within the next 1 or 2 years will also be getting emails from Biden with a message that says, "Keep it up. If you continue your career in public service, you're on track to get your eligible student loans forgiven in less than 2 years through public service loan forgiveness." Under the Student Loan Debt Forgiveness Program, known as PSLF, qualifying borrowers like teachers, social workers, some nurses and doctors, and government lawyers are eligible for student debt cancellation after making 10 years of monthly payments. The Biden administration has approved more student debt cancellation than any other president, despite the fact that the Supreme Court knocked down its broad student loan forgiveness program last year. That program would have canceled up to $20,000 for low and middle income borrowers for an estimated total of $430 billion of debt relief. The Biden administration has canceled a total of $144 billion of federal student loan debt for nearly 4 million borrowers to date, mostly through existing student loan forgiveness programs that target specific groups of borrowers. Last month, President Biden announced a round of debt relief worth about $1.2 billion. The Biden administration also made student loan debt discharges automatic for borrowers who are totally and permanently disabled. And nearly 153,000 borrowers have been granted student loan forgiveness under President Biden's new income-driven repayment program known as SAVE, Saving on a Valuable Education. Under that plan, remaining federal student loan balances are erased for those who originally borrowed $12,000 or less and have made payments for at least 10 years. None of these programs expire, meaning that they will continue to help qualifying borrowers now and into the future. Voters in Orange, California, in a recent election, voted to oust two conservative anti-LGBTQ school board members who championed a policy that forced teachers and counselors to out transgender students to their parents. The two school board members, Madison Miner and Rick Ledesma, the former board president, both lost their recall elections that were directly tied to their culture war priorities and opposition to LGBTQ rights. The school board passed a measure last year that required school staff to notify parents of any request by the student to use a name that differs from their legal name or to use pronouns different from those on their original school records. Miner and Ledesma both led that effort. A leader of the effort to oust the anti-trans school board members and a parent, Darshan Smaladin, said, "We did this recall election knowing everyone was watching. These school board takeovers are part of a national trend, but for us, it wasn't about politics. It was about taking politics and personal agendas out of the school board and making students the first priority." Scientists have discovered that ants, after collecting the grains and seeds that they need for winter, break those seeds down into halves before storing them in their nests because breaking them in half keeps the seeds from germinating in the underground ant colonies, even with rain and the most perfect germinating conditions. Scientists were stunned to discover that coriander seeds stored in the ant nest were broken down into 4 pieces instead of 2. After lab research, scientists discovered that a coriander seed will still germinate after being divided in half, but it won't germinate after it's divided into 4 parts. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.